So let's review. Zog the Mishnah. Hamakadosh is the Isha of the Omar, Kesavar Hayisi Shikhenis, Vaharehi Leviyah. Leviyah, Vaharehi Kehenis. If someone claims that he married his wife under the assumption that she was from a family of Kahanim, while they were actually Leviyim, or vice versa, Aniya Vaharehi Ashira, Ashira Vaharehi Aniya, or if he thought she was poor, but she was actually rich, or vice versa, Harezu Mukudeshas, Mibnei Shalohita Asai. The condition is valid because she did not deceive him, since he did not express this stipulation. And as Rashi explains, his unexpressed expectations are not binding. The Mishnah continues, if someone performs Kedushin that should take effect after he or she converts, or after he or she is emancipated, or after her current husband or his current wife, who is her sister, dies, or her yavam performs chalitza, thereby permitting them to marry, the condition is not valid, because someone who cannot presently marry is considered a davar shelo olam. Their future status does not yet exist, and the kinyan is not effective. The Gemara in Daf Samach Gimel cites several tanaim who disagree and hold mikudeshes because adam makna davar shelo olam. One can make a kinyan now to take effect when the right situation comes into existence. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi makes the following distinction. In most cases, mukudeshes because adam makna davar shelo olam. With the exception of these two cases, la'achas shayomas balayich, la'achas shatamas achosayich, where although mekudeshes midday raisa, amru ena mekudeshes midday rabbanim shum eva. The rabbanim invalidated the kedushin because this would cause hatred between them and their current spouses. The Gemara cites a Mishnah regarding davar shelo b'olam. Ein tarmin min hatolish al mechuber, v'im tarim ein trumasi truma. One cannot separate truma for crops that are still attached to the ground, because the pasuk says, "Reishis de gancha," referring to midi de idgin shenesef bikri, harvested crops. The Braisa therefore explains, "Amma peiros arugazu tlushim, yu truma peiros arugazu mechubarim loyar maklum." If he separates harvested produce for attached crops, the truma is not valid. However, the Braisa adds, "Amma lekasha yitlashu benitlashu dvarv kayamin." If he says that the truma should take effect once the crops are harvested, it is effective, although it is a davar shelo b'olam, because as Rabbi Yochanan explains, kol shebiyad lav kamachos ha'mayis adami. One can perform such an act if it is in his power to change it into a davar shelo b'olam. Therefore, biyad litlash l'hafresh miyad. Since he can harvest the crops and separate truma immediately, the truma is effective even now that it's still attached. However, our Mishnah says, la'achash es gayir einem mukadeshes. Someone who is not yet converted is considered a davar shelo b'olam because ger la biyadei. It is not in his power to ensure his conversion because ger tzaruch shleisha. One can only convert in the presence of three Jews. And mi yemer de mizdaka kulei hehanut lasa. There is no guarantee that it will find the bezin. Similarly, hanaisim pruta leishtei v'amala. Hareat mekudeshes li la'achash agar shayach ena mekudeshes. One cannot perform kedushin with his wife that should take effect should he divorce her. Because in Hida Biyad Lagarsha, Biyad Lagacha, while he can divorce her without her consent, he cannot perform Kedushin without her consent, and so it's not Biyad. Nevertheless, there is a question in the following case. Hanisin Shte Prutois Leisha. Ba'acha Samallah Eskachli Hayyim, or Ba'acha Samallah Eskachli La'acha Shagar Shayach. Someone gives a woman two Prutus, and performs one Kedushin immediately, and a second that should take effect, should he divorce her? It is possible that in this case it is effective, because dilma kihecha de tavsi kedushin hash de tavsi namal achrakein. Since she is eligible for kedushin now and is presently a davar shelo b'olam, he can perform the second kedushin as well. The Gemara cites a dissenting opinion. Yes, arkein amr b'liyazu ben Yaakov. Afilo amr peyus arugazu tlushin yu trumal peyus arugazu mechuberes lekeshiviu shlish b'yitlishu dvarv kayamin. He can stipulate that the truma should take effect when they will be harvested, even before they had grown a third of their size and are presently not suitable for harvesting, because he holds adam makdish umakne davar shelo b'olam. One can perform a kedushin or transaction on something that does not yet exist, even when it is not biyadei. The Gemara brings a machlokes regarding the parameters of this opinion. Amar Rabba, lo amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov ela b'shachas av ba'agam loy. Although not grown a third, the crops must be grown at least to the point of being fit for animal fodder, because one can only affect the kinyan for a davar shelo b'olam miktsas, something that partially exists in its future form. However, Rav Yosef Amar, he can make this stipulation at any stage of growth, because that is also considered Dabar Shabbat La'ilam Miktas. Accordingly, the Gemara explains the Mishnah's conclusion, if someone is Mekadosh an unborn child, on the eventuality that it is a girl, the Kedushin is not valid because the future child is a Dabar Shalei La'ilam. However, Reb Chanina adds, if the mother was already pregnant, the Kedushin is valid because the fetus is a Dabar Shabbat La'ilam Miktas. Therefore, according to Rabba, the pregnancy must be recognizable because it must be a Dabar Shabbat La'ilam B'miktas in a significant form. According to Rav Yosef, it does not need to be recognizable because it's considered a Dabar Shabbat La'ilam Miktas even at a minimal form. The Gemara brings a second version of this machlokes. Amar Rabba, La'amar el b'shachas debei kivsha. Everyone agrees that it must be a Dabar Shabbat La'ilam B'miktas in a significant form, such as fodder. However, Rambam holds that this only applies to a field that is sufficiently watered by the rain, and so we can assume that the crops will grow. But b'shachas debei shakir lo'i. It does not apply to a field that requires irrigation, because as Rashi explains, avida d'pseida, hukach k'mish le'ba la'ilam klavu. It is far from certain that the crops will survive, and so is considered le'ba la'ilam at all. However, Rabbi Yosef maintains, afila b'shachas debei shakir. Crops growing in an irrigated field are also considered bo la'ilam b'miktas. Accordingly, keshehuka ubra v'divri hakol, according to all opinions, the kedushin of an unborn fetus is only effective if the pregnancy is recognizable and is therefore a davar shebo la'ilam b'miktas.